Bouncing Back, a compilation.
Sometimes the greatest heroes are the unsung little ones who live their lives with quiet courage. By their example, they leave an indelible mark. Eddie is one of those. Every Saturday morning, I volunteer at the children's ward of a cancer centre, teaching English to the staff, patients, and parents. I always try to make it fun, using upbeat songs and games, so that it's a time they can look forward to and that helps to get their minds off their pain, even if just for a little while. Eddie always follows along intently, his eyes bright with interest. Last week, Eddie was wheeled into the room before our lesson as usual. He was so cheerful, singing along enthusiastically and joining in the games, that I didn't notice the fresh bandage over the stump of his right leg until one of the staff mentioned that Eddie had just come back from the hospital, where he'd had another 10 centimetres of his leg amputated. "The doctors hope they got all the cancer this time," she said. I watched as he rolled himself around in his wheelchair, cheerfully interacting with the other children and his mother, and I marvelled at his strength of spirit. Eddie is just 12 years old, and his parents are farmers from a nearby village. They dearly love their son and give him a lot of love and emotional support, and as a result, the boy bounced back from a second amputation with courage and a cheerful attitude. The Bible tells us that in heaven everything will be restored and God will wipe away every tear. In the meantime, I'm sure that Eddie's quiet courage and bravery here on earth will inspire others to be strong. G. L. Ellens. Resilience is the quality of being able to adapt to stressful life changes and bouncing back from hardship. Trials and tribulations are an inescapable part of human life, testing our resolve and challenging our faith. In James 1:2-4, a resounding call to rejoice in trials reverberates. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Amid the trials and tribulations of his life, the Apostle Paul in Romans 8:18 makes the following declaration: "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." This verse permits us to transcend the earthly realm, igniting a flame of hope within our souls. By embracing this eternal perspective, we uncover a resilience that propels us forward. In the quest for perseverance in trials and tribulations, the Bible stands as the ultimate guide, offering solace, strength, and hope. It beckons us to view trials and tribulations as stepping stones, rather than stumbling blocks, as opportunities for spiritual growth, rather than moments of despair. Within sacred scripture, we find a tapestry woven with threads of faith, perseverance, and hope. GotQuestions.org. My daughter Joy is an overcomer of adversity. She was born with Down syndrome in a country that doesn't deal well with differences. She was dropped off at the doorstep of a police station. She was moved from orphanage to orphanage. Though we know we made the right decision, her adoption into our family meant she had to learn a new country and language. She has shown incredible resilience in the few short years she's been with our family. Joy has been with us for 4 years now, and her night terrors have slowly faded. It has taken some time with relapses along the way, but she has adapted to our family and life in the United States. She plays with friends, attends school, and loves church. She embraces new challenges and allows each of those experiences to change her. Joy is our family's living, breathing example of resilience. I found myself challenged by Joy, asking God to put a little of her resilience into my own life. She reminds me of the Apostle Paul's teaching about the power of the gospel living in us. But we have this treasure, the gospel of Jesus, in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Since bringing Joy home, I've contemplated these words, trying to understand what they mean for me in my own quest to cultivate resilience in the midst of chaos. I've discovered that the Bible doesn't promise we'll have easy, carefree lives if we follow Jesus. In fact, it teaches quite the opposite. Still, Paul promised that if we face inevitable adversity head on with the power of the gospel and we practice inner renewal day by day, we can cultivate a life of resilience. We can invite God into our struggle and share our overwhelm, asking Him to reveal what He wants to gift us in this season. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. If you allow God to lead you in and through adversity, you can emerge a more resilient person. Rebecca Lyons. Receive my glory strength. I am sovereign over the circumstances of your life, so there are always opportunities to be found in them. Don't be like the man who hid his master's talent in the ground because he was disgruntled with his circumstances. He gave up and took the easy way out, blaming his hard situation rather than making the most of his opportunity. Actually, the more difficult your circumstance, the more you can gain through it. I gladly give you glory strength. It is exceedingly potent because the Spirit Himself empowers you, strengthening you in your inner being. Moreover, my limitless glory strength enables you to keep on enduring the unendurable. Since this power is so vast, there is more than enough of it to spill over into joy. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International.
visit us at www.thefamily.org.